Hello, my name is Nikia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I was calling to find where we could get vaccinated here in Shelby County.
Okay, one moment. That's another department, so hold on. You said Shelby County, correct?
Yes.
Shelby County has two locations, Columbiana and Pelham. Which one do you prefer?
Give me both because I've called both before and they're saying they're out of vaccine. Is that still the case or do you know?
So, with this being a pre-registration line, honestly, I don't know. Outside of you contacting your health department, and if you're already going through the process of being placed on a pre-registration list, honestly, it's not worth doing it again. Because if vaccinations are not available, no one will be contacted. And that's for all of the counties in Alabama. So, it's just a matter of remaining patient. And waiting for when
like
you are contacted.
County had a more aggressive approach than Shelby. It seems like, you know, they had the Walmarts to open up for Jefferson County and the Hoover Med, and then people
well,
from Shelby couldn't go over into Hoover.
With this line here, we only place citizens on pre-registration lists with health departments. So regardless of the county, if it doesn't have health department behind it, we cannot ensure or provide you with any information. So if you hear about your local Walmart, whatever, you know, CVS or whatever, giving out the vaccination, then I encourage you to do that, or at least, you know, look into it. But with this number here, it's only in regards to the Alabama County Health Department. Nothing outside of that.
Nothing outside of Alabama.
Correct.
Alabama
but
County?
Alabama Health Departments, which means not clinics, not CVS, not Walmart, only health departments. So in your case, it would either be the Shelby County Health Department in Pelham or the Shelby County Exhibition Center in Columbiana. But anything outside of those two departments, we cannot assist you with. And you would just have to call them directly.
Okay. Well, give me these two numbers again. Let me try.
Now, again, these are not phone numbers I'm providing you with. This is placing you on a pre-registration list. So out of the two, Columbiana and Pelham, which one do you prefer?
Columbiana and Pelham. Pelham.
Okay, what is your age?
Well, I'm calling for my husband, and he's 69. No, six. Wait a minute. He was born in 1952. He's 59.
Okay, you said Shelby. May I have his first and last name with the spelling only?
No, Melvin, M-E-L-V-I-N. With his middle initial, you don't want that, do you?
You said N-O-V-L.
Ooh, I messed that up. Okay, M-E-L.
Oh, M as in, okay, sorry, M as in mom.
Right.
Okay.
E as in egg, L as in look, V as in Victor, I. In.
Last name with the spelling?
Clark, C-L-A-R-K.
Phone number with the air. So at this point, we only need one good callback number.
Okay, 205. 370-0423.
I'm ready. 205.
Oh, I guess I'm breaking up. 370-0423.
Can you repeat? If you would like to include an email address, can you spell it out for me, please?
What did you get for my phone number? My phone must be acting up on me here.
I repeat that to you, but may I have an email address if you would like to include it, and can you spell it out for me?
Okay, now the email, well, I'll just check it. Okay, it's all lowercase, M as in mom, P as in Paul, C as in clock, MPC, 82 8 7 1 4 at gmail.com.
All right. So age 69, County Shelby. Email address M as a mom, PC 828714@gmail.com. Phone number is 205-370-0423. Name is MelvinClark. Okay. All right. So with me placing your husband on the pre-registration list, what's that mean? What that means is that he will be contacted by the Shelby County Health Department once appointments become available. There's no need to redo this process. You just have to wait until he is contacted.
Okay. And you have no idea what things are looking like.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll do it. And thank you for your time and patience with a senior citizen. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Stay safe. God bless you. And thank you for calling the COVID vaccine registration line. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.